Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor Soku Sibiya. For more of their stories, you simply need to visit www.africa.com. Soku, African Queen. Ah, yeah, one. You gotta say that. That's an intro. African Queen. Oh, but bagit. How are you doing, Soku?
Good morning, Abangilenti listeners.
Soku, yes, I have wondered about the mysteries of the pyramids. First of all, I've learned that they were built, you know, with the concept of slavery. But it's what's underneath that I've always been fascinated with.
And, you know, I think that's everybody's fascination, like what was put under there. And I think when you watch the movies in Hollywood, the whole mystery also comes about. But of late, you know, they've been finding more discoveries in terms of what lies underneath the pyramids in the whole Giza area. And the two people, basically, who know almost everything, you know, these are experts of the pyramids. And this is Mark Lehner and Zahi Hawass, who basically work in the Ministry of Antiquities in Egypt. And the two of them have, between them, 80 years experience. They've been doing this ever since they were young. You know, they've always been fascinated about the pyramids. And they now have released a book called Giza and the Pyramids. And in this book, they basically detail their work as Egyptologists. You know, how they make the discovery, how they make the find, what the find means, where in history does it lie in context to ancient Egyptian history. So if you want to know anything about Egypt and about the mystery of the pyramids, these two guys are the go-to guys. They know everything. They are the people that discover new cities that were buried there. And if you think about it, you know, I mean, researchers tell us that the pyramids were built over 4,000 years ago, but they're still discovering something new every single time, and that's the mystery behind it. And that's what keeps drawing people back to Egypt as well in terms of tourism. So I think what's great about this is that it's always great, you know, when you find experts about a certain culture being from that country and being from that culture, and that's what's great about it. So it always shows that even you, with your own heritage, you can be an expert in your own heritage and own your story, which is what these two gentlemen are doing. They're owning the Egyptian story, marketing it now in terms of this book, and basically selling it to the world.
And so, talking about the Egyptians, though, can you do the Egyptian dance? What do you call it? The Cleopatra?
Yes.
You know that? Oh, yes. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
The one from Michael Jackson's video, yes.
Okay. One day when you come to Cape Town, we're going to want to see that. I promise you that much. So, Kusibiya, thank you so much once again for joining us. We'll chat again tomorrow morning.
Thank you. Enjoy your day.
You too. So, Kusibiya, editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com.